And joining us in the studio tonight, we're very excited to have Jermaine Gemberling and Rich Mattson coming up. And you're playing all around town this weekend, a couple different gigs going on. And thanks for coming to the Roadhouse.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. And well, tell us a little about yourself. Maybe we'll start with you, Rich. And maybe you've been to the area before and played in the area before. And I'm not sure if you have or not.
I have been to the Dublin Tavern a few times.
Great, great. And
well, the first time I played here was at the WTIP music festival.
The Radio Waves.
The Radio Waves Music Festival, and that was with my band, Ole Yeller. And that was, was it last summer?
Oh, that was you. Okay, that was great. I remember it.
Everybody was just so nice and welcoming. And,
right.
And we just had a blast, and we went to the Gunflint Tavern afterwards. And I was like, boy, we got to play out here. And,
yeah.
And I came back in November and brought Jermaine, and we did a two-night stand at the Gunflint Tavern, and we're back there tonight.
Great, yeah, and both tonight and tomorrow night at the Tavern, and then at the Radio Waves Music Festival at 3:25 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you mentioned to me, too, that you get to be outside tonight, because it's like summertime here, man. Yeah. That's wonderful.
It's just amazing today.
That's great. So, Rich, you mentioned you played with Old Yeller and a couple other bands. You play with the Tisdales and the Bitter Spills.
Yep. And yeah, Old Yeller more or less called it quits after I moved back to Eveleth.
Where are you from originally?
I lived in the cities for about 18 years, between 1987 and 2005, roughly.
Right on.
After Ole Yeller, I got the Tisdales started with some guys from Duluth, and the drummer he also lives in Eveleth.
And so you're from Eveleth originally.
Grew up in
went Eveleth. To the cities for a spell, and then came back to Eveleth.
Yep.
Good to go home.
Yeah. Well, the main thing that brought me back there was I just had an idea to take a look at, you know, see what kind of commercial properties were about, and I came across this church for sale. And I opened the door, the realtor brought me in there, and I just was overwhelmed because it was exactly what I had in mind. And
really?
And I mean, just the shape of the place and the smell of it and just everything about it was just perfect. So, and it was very affordable. And
well, that's great. And what are you using it for?
For a recording studio.
For recording. And that's the one you mentioned is in Sparta.
Mm-hmm. Sparta Sound.
Sparta Sound. Oh, that's the name of the thing, Sparta Sound.
Yep, that's what I call it. Yeah. And I started recording in 91 and in the cities, and I still keep in touch with a lot of clients in Minneapolis and around the area. And
so groups will come up from Minneapolis to record at Sparta Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's kind of neat. Yeah.
I've had bands from far away as Kansas City and well, there's one guy from New York just came and
wow.
Can I get you guys to talk a little closer to your mics?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And Jermaine, you grew up in the cities.
Grew up in St. Paul, yeah.
St. Paul and Minneapolis area and through the 80s and 90s and played in some bands down there.
Yep. And then pretty much headed up north in 98 and haven't turned back. I still go down there to play shows and see friends and family. But started making more music than ever once I moved up north. And then Rich helped out a lot with that because I had a place to record all the music and someone to play music with. And pretty much been between the acoustic duo that we do together, we also have a full band called Junk Boat. It's different material, kind of more Americana pop rock band that we have. We brought you a CD.
All right.
It's a new one.
And that band started out as the Darn Losers, and then it turned into Shotgun Daisy.
And had a couple different member changes.
And then
changes
there was the Magpies. And then when this last thing that we were recording, I said, you just got to make a solo album. Call it Jermaine Gemberling.
Yeah, and that's what we did. Because there was so much that kept changing. We're like, can we just keep one thing the same?
But band names are endlessly fun.
Yeah.
So as you're changing the band names, are you changing genres too a little bit? Or are they mostly the same?
Mostly different band members.
It's mostly different band members.
The genre stays the same.
There's been the mainstay. I still have the same bass player throughout all these bands with the full band. That's been the same, and obviously Rich. But
That's great. And well, Rich, you mentioned that you've done, you know, besides Old Yeller and things like that, you have one, the Bitter Spills, which is kind of a folk.
Yeah. Group. Yeah, that's like
classic folk. You said.
Yeah, bluegrass, classic folk. And folk and, stuff that, you know, traditionals.
Right.
And we also write some folk songs together. So it's with this guy, Baby Grant Johnson, who plays around the Twin Cities quite a bit.
Hmm. Is that folk music or bluegrass? Is that something that's grabbed you for a while? Is that something new that came into your life? Or have you always enjoyed that type of music? Or
I've always enjoyed it, but not to the extent that Grant, my partner in that, Baby Grant Johnson, he's been surrounded by that his whole life. Mm-hmm. His dad was a West Bank folky, and he kind of grew up with that music, and I was interested in it. And you know, my mom always got into Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, which are more contemporary folk artists.
Mm-hmm.
And Grant's more into the like the Spider John Kerner, Lead Belly, you know, the legends of
right.
You know, from the 30s and 40s. Of course, Spider John is still with us and still performing.
Yeah, he just had his birthday. Turned 73, I think.
Yeah.
Just recently. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, we might as well just listen to a tune here, if you don't mind, because we could talk all day, but we got to hear some music out of this, because this is what
you're
going to hear at the tavern tonight and tomorrow night and at Radio Waves.
Mm-hmm. This is a song. Are we going to do Sleepin' Sound?
Yep.
Okay.
Says welcome home. No use in trying to deny it. I knew all there was to know. These shoes have walked some miles. The soles run down. If I ever get where I'm sure to have a hometown. One door shuts, tenders open. New roads, new trails to be found. I fixed everything that was broken. I'm finally sleeping sound. You can walk the thin and narrow, a fortune to be told. And the long and broken arrow, my will hold. You can walk the straight and narrow, a worn down path, or keep chasing broken arrows, so hungry yet fast. A winner's hand, a token, beginner's luck, stick around. I fixed everything that was broken. I'm finally sleeping sound. I'm finally sleeping sound. Finally sleeping sound.
All right.
Really nice.
That sounds wonderful. Where'd that come from, or who wrote that, or?
That is a song that I wrote.
Oh,
great.
Yeah.
Is that on your album that or the CD?
One is right? Not yet. No, actually, not. That is a newer one.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a pretty new one.
That is a pretty new one.
That sounds very nice.
And well, thanks.
So, you know, living up in Eveleth is, and for people that don't know where that is, that would be like the range, but going up from Duluth up past Virginia?
It's pretty much straight north from Duluth, right before you get to Virginia.
Okay, so about how many miles from Duluth then is it?
58 miles, I believe.
So, you know, you have the recording studio, which is great because you can bring people in to record. But how about live music? I mean, are you able to find venues to play, you know, or do you perform much live or things like that?
Yeah, we still get back to the cities once or twice a month, and there's some bars in the
Duluth
in the area,
that
are getting more
on the range. They,
right in Virginia, there's a new club that opened up called the 218 that loves original music.
Yep,
and they're wanting more bands to come in, you know, playing the different stuff, not the typical Brown Eyed Girl, Mustang Sally,
the cover bands.
They want different stuff. And people, I tell you, they're
hungry for it.
They're receptive to it.
They are.
And when I started recording back in Eveleth there, all these people kept coming out of the woodwork with songs and showing up and, you know, booking studio time. And a lot of it's really good stuff.
That's pretty unique. Cause,
a lot more than I expected.
Now, when you grew up in Eveleth, were you exposed to that scene going up, or was there a scene, a music scene, or did you find that in the cities?
There was this band called the Flyboys in Eveleth that put out a record, and there was a couple other. There was a guy, John. I hope I don't get his name wrong. John Bergstrom, I think, had an album, but there was a few people with record albums out, and that was pretty inspiring to, you know, see the vinyl. Straight from the range.
Right. And did you play when you left Eveleth? I mean, so were you playing music and then moved to the cities to play more music, or did you move for a different reason and then start playing music? Or
I pretty much couldn't wait to get out of there.
Okay.
And move to. I mean, there was that whole thing with the Replacements and Husker Du and the
Soul
before them. Yeah, that was all happening in the mid '80s, and I just couldn't wait to get down there and jump right in.
It was an, you know, the 80s in Minneapolis was an amazing spot, wasn't
Jermaine
it?
Was right there.
I was.
Right in the middle of it all, kind of, because it was just happening. I mean, you didn't have to go very far, and a lot of venues and lots of bands. And
oh, yeah, my first First Avenue concert was The Replacements, and it was an all-ages show, and I was in eighth grade, and I could go, and I was so excited.
Tommy.
Oh, my God.
That would have been a great show.
It would have been. Yeah. Well, that sounds great. Maybe we can just step right into another tune here. That sounded so great. And what do you got coming up next?
Well, the next song is called Welcome Home.
Windmills or Windmills. Welcome Home. This is another pretty new one.
Yep.
We're just trying stuff out right here on the air.
We love that.
What the heck? Great.
Yeah, you can hear it here
we're
first.
Glad.
That's right.
One, two, three.
Searching for something you knew all along, living your life like the world. Yeah.
All right.
Love that.
Very good.
Really beautiful melody.
Indeed. And well, we're visiting with Jermaine Gemberling and Rich Mattson, and they're playing both tonight and tomorrow night at the Gunflint Tavern about 8 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm.
And also at the Radio Waves Music Festival at 3:25 on Sunday. And yeah, you can come out and hear them. And boy, we'd just love to hear some more music if you got some more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do Please Be Kind.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to play the harmonica on this one. Put that down.
This one is off of the CD, the solo CD.
The self-titled Jermaine Gemberling CD.
All right.
It's not really solo because Rich plays with me on everything. So. All right.
I really think it's time for me to go. Gonna pack my thing, gonna head on down the road. An empty house, a nest to share the whole. So please be kind, ease your mind. Please be kind to yourself.
That's wonderful stuff there, you guys. Wonderful guitar work.
When is your CD available?
Yeah.
Wow, that one is on the CD that you guys do have.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. We got that one.
Through cdbaby.com. Do a search for Jermaine Gemberling. Jermaine with the E at the end.
Yep.
And Gemberling. Gemberling.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I think I checked with our with Anne here, and I think she said we can squeeze one more in if you guys
want
to squeeze
one. If you want to, we'd love to hear one more.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What do you think?
Yeah. We got about 4 minutes.
Hushabye?
We did that last time we were here.
We did that last time we were here?
Yeah. That's the one that we haven't done last time on the show.
Wow, good memory.
Yeah, she's got a
that's pretty
crazy
good.
Good memory.
Through the Ice, maybe?
Yeah, that'd be a good
What's this one called?
This one's called Through the Ice.
Through
it's
the
also
Ice.
Also on the Jermaine Gemberling CD that you guys
It's also on the Junk Boat CD. Electric
It is,
version.
Actually. Oh, that's electric one version. Shared song on that CD. Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Through the ice. see through the deep and murky water. Losing you and never saying goodbye. And the tears that are falling will melt away the snow and open up the water. Sorrow and wash you to the shadows so I can see you again. Right,
that sounded good. Jermaine Gemberling and Rich Mattson, they're going to be performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Gunflint Tavern at about 8:30 both nights, and then mm-hmm. the Radio Waves Music Festival at 3:25 on Sunday. And want to thank you guys for stopping in.
Yes, thank you so much. It was great to have you here.
Yes, and do come back whenever you're in town.
We'd love to.
Let us know so we can get you back on the air. So
sounds good.
It was wonderful. Thanks much.
Yeah, thank you.